We hear how the people have forsaken God, the fountain of living water. In other words, just like we heard St. Mary Magdalene is thirsting for the Lord yesterday, which all of us are meant to do, because only He can satisfy us, they have forsaken the one who can satisfy their thirst. And instead, they've dug out cisterns for themselves. Those are big things that hold water. They've dug out cisterns, but they're cracked, and they can't hold water. I feel like this is a great diagnosis of today's situation. Because so today, and it's not always their fault, they don't always know better, but they look for happiness and peace and goodness in things that will never fully satisfy. Because only God Himself, who is infinite truth, infinite goodness, infinite beauty, infinite love, can satisfy the longings, the thirstings of every human heart, whether we know it or not. And so the Lord is very sad that people are trying to fill their hearts with things that cannot work. And then the psalm gives the answer. You are the source of life, O Lord. And then, for with you is the fountain of life. He is the one, the living water that fills our heart. The life of God that we received at our baptism. And if we lose through mortal sin, we recover again through the sacrament of reconciliation. And sometimes hearts become so hardened that, as Jesus says today, even if He was to tell them very plainly the purposes and the meanings of parables, their hearts are hardened. So we pray that our hearts may be soft, open, receptive to the Word of God, that our ears will really listen, and that we will pray with attentiveness, that when we read the Scriptures, we will be open to everything they mean for us, because that is how we will find the satisfaction that we are looking for in our lives.